We are up to page 440. Page 440 in the Dershu Mishnah Brus, which is Simon Shin Samach Gimel Seif Yud Aleph. So we are continuing our discussion of the laws of Lechi, and here we get into a Lechi which was not built L'Shem Lechi. Let's see. Yud Aleph, Afilu Lo Yaso L'Shem Lechi, even if the Lechi was not constructed, was not erected for the purpose of a lechi, Ella shenizdamin lo shame elof. It was an accident. Someone there was doing some type of construction project, put up a pole, and just happens to be there. Someone put up a sign, he put up a pole, it's stuck into the ground, there's a lechi, happens to be there, and now you want to use this to shame lechi, kosher, it is okay.
Is
you can use it.
Electric
pole?
Yes,
that's what it says here. It was put there for any purpose. Absolutely. Provided, one more line, a few more words in the Mechaber. You have to make it clear. You have to make a statement. You have to put up a sign in shul or make an announcement. Rabbi Isai outside, we have a Mavi outside. And the Mavi is very small. You have to remember, Mavi, it's not very practical. Halacha l'maisa, mamish Mavi, because the Mavi is not more than 10 amos wide. 15 feet in today's standard, it's very, very small. So you're not going to really have a case of a Mavi where you're going to see people today using a lechi. You can do a halach shalach, lech and kur. But if it's more than 15 feet, you really need a tzuras ha-pesach. But if you have a, let's say you have a Mavi, and it's right, there's an electric pole there. There's an electric pole right along the open side of the Mavi, and before, it's okay. But it wasn't put there for l'shem lechi, it was put there by optimum, or put there by Connet. It was put there by some other utility service. They put the pole. It's okay. As long as Friday morning, after davening, the Gaba gives a clap in the beam, we have a Mavi outside in the courtyard, and we're going to use the pole that was installed by our good friends Optimum. We're going to use it for our Lechi. Everyone should be aware, you're in business. You don't have to do a Maisa. You don't have to do a mice and take cut it off and put it back. Just make a statement and you're in business. But let's say...
Do you need permission?
What? Do you need permission? Not necessarily. I mean...
I think in modern day, if you're going to utilize the pole that belongs...
You're not touching it. You're not touching it.
No, but you're going to make a structure connected to it.
No, you're not touching it. You don't need to touch it. Nothing. We have just a standalone lechi. You're not putting anything on top. This is not a Tzuras HaPesach. A Mavi is three sides. The fourth side is completely opened. If it's the opening is less than 10 amos from end to end, you do not need to make a Tzuras HaPesach. That's the whole Kiddush. All you need to do is put a pole, a thin little sliver that's 10 tefachim tall along the edge of one of the walls, less than 3 tefachim, and that's it. You now have your halachic fourth wall. You don't need to do anything. So here there's a pole standing there. It was put up by a utility service, and you want now to use that pole as your lech. You're not going to touch it. It's there. Let it be. Do you have to ask them permission? I don't think so. They don't know the difference.
You're not going to touch it. You're not going to attach it.
Nothing. You're not going to touch it. You're not going to touch anything to it. So can you use it for your lechi? So the answer is yes, provided you make it clear, you make it known, Sheyismu Lov Me Erev Shabbos. Now let's say, for example, you have a situation where you have a regular Tzuras HaPesach. For whatever reason, the people there in this court, in this Mavoi, they were not such Talmidei Chacham, they didn't know the laws of Lechi, Koira, they put up a Tzuras HaPesach, they put two poles, and they put a string attached, and then all of a sudden it's Shabbos morning after davening, and they discover that someone vandalized their Mavoi, and they cut the string on top. So they no longer have their Tzuras HaPesach. But they happen to notice that last week, Kaned put up a little pole right along the edge of the wall. So now on Shabbos itself, they want to rely upon the pole to serve as the lechi, to allow them to carry in the Mavi.
Why can't they rely on the fact that it was intact?
No, because they did Shabbos. Not rely on that much at least you need. That's Chazal's rules. That much you need. If you want to use a pole that's standing there, even though it was not erected, l'shem lechi.
No, not the thing. You said they made a...
All right, that was out of ignorance. Or maybe it could be that when they put up the suspense, there wasn't a pole there yet. So that's just my shaykhachaya.
Their building, the structure they put up, you said it was vandalized.
Yeah.
But Erev Shabbos, Friday, going into Shabbos, it was intact.
Correct. So when Shabbos began, what were the people relying upon for their fourth wall? the Ptzuras of Pesach.
Right.
They didn't even pay attention to the fact that it was a pole here.
Forget the pole.
And now the Ptzuras of Pesach is no longer operational.
So even though it was operational Friday night.
No, it doesn't matter. Mechitza, you don't say that. You say that by Eruv HaChatzeres, the bread for Eruv HaChatzeres. When it comes to the walls, that rule is true when it comes to Eruv HaChatzeros. Eruv HaChatzeros, in order to carry from one courtyard to another courtyard, you have to join together, you have to everyone make a collection of bread. Or the bread has to be the property of everyone in the group. So if the bread exists there of Shabbos, and then when Shabbos began, no longer exists, so once it was there of Shabbos, that's good enough. But to create your physical four walls, there's no such rule. Your physical four walls must be in existence throughout the entire Shabbos. Okay. If the walls come apart, the walls will fall apart, then you're not allowed to carry it there anymore. So we have a situation where we had a Tosfos before Shabbos began. Everything was in business. We were in business. People were carrying. And then suddenly the Tosfos of Pesach disappears. And now, what are we going to do? We want to carry in the courtyard. We can't in the mavoi. We can't carry in the mavoi. What are we going to do? Oh, look at that. Someone there put a pole. Someone there, that pole's been there for 2 weeks. Oh, let's now rely on that pole as the lechi. No. You cannot rely on the pole because the pole in two reasons. Number one, it was not put there l'shem lechi. And number two, when Shabbos began, you did not rely upon it l'shem lechi. You didn't even know it existed. Or if it existed, you didn't pay attention because you had it just Pesach. So that's what the Mechaber says, that it's no good. So let's read inside.
Well, what happened to poles that were there with the string?
Why can't you use one of those? A very good one. So like, you're right. So let's make believe the poles were taken away also. Someone pulled away the poles. So good. No, it's a good point. Right, because you do rely on the lechi. Okay, I hear. Let's say there was another lechi. Okay, let's say there was two lechis, and one lechi you weren't even aware of. Okay, the Mishnah Muhammad is in a much similar case. There were two lechis, one on the left, one on the right, and one on the left you paid attention to, and that you relied upon, and then. And now it disappeared. The wind came and blew it away. Now let's rely upon the lechi on the right. Now in Shabbos tismach al zeh, lo, it is forbidden. It's too late because the lechi number two was not put there l'shem lechi. Okay, that's okay, provided that you can compensate by relying upon it erev Shabbos. Avolo, now next in the parentheses, avolo ha yisham lechi acher me'erev Shabbos. Let's say there was no lechi erev Shabbos ki ilu samchol av dami. Now that's very interesting. Let's say I didn't really tell you the halacha correctly. I told you the part where it fell down. But let's say when Shabbos began, before Shabbos began, again it's a mavu. There are three walls. The fourth wall was open, and there was a pole, and the pole was not put l'shem lechi. It was put l'shem konet. And now you want to use, and that's the only thing that's there. So. Even though it was not put there l'shem lechi, it's good enough. Here, Chazal were lenient. The only time the pole is not going to be good is where you basically rejected the pole. How do you reject the pole? I have another pole. Or I have a Tzuras HaPesach. So if I have a Tzuras HaPesach or another pole, I'm rejecting this pole. Then Shabbos comes, wind comes and blows it away, something unusual happens, my spell disappears. What am I going to do now? Oh, so we'll rely upon that other pole. No. That pole, number one, was not put up l'shem lechi. Number two, you basically rejected it because you had something else. It's too late now to improvise and activate the pole. On the other hand, but if Shabbos began, all that's there is that one little pole. I didn't pay attention. It's there. I never rejected it. I never did something else to show I don't want it, and now it's Shabbos afternoon, and you need to carry in the mavui. What am I going to do? Oh, look, there's a lechi there. There's a pole. Kanet put up a pole. Colonnades of Kanet. But we didn't rely upon this Erev Shabbos. It's okay. Since this was the only thing, as long as you didn't reject it, Erev Shabbos, it's good enough, you can rely upon it. Okay, your base. Lechi ha'imed me'elav afilu samchlam Erev Shabbos. A lechi that was there by itself. Okay, you did not put up the lechi l'shem lechi. It just happened to be the accompaniments of the utility services. Afilu samchol erev Shabbos. And you relied upon it. So you're in business. You relied upon erev Shabbos. Im hamavui rachov yoser mishmoin amos. Now here we have a situation where the mavui, there's a problem. What's the problem? The mavui is wider than 8 amos. Rachov yoser mishmoin amos. We'll see why we need that in a moment. Now Now here we come to a very interesting halacha about a lechi. I'll read some of the Mishnah Berurah. A lechi has a maximum size. Now we learned the lechi, we had a discussion, the lechi of a chotzer. Go back, not to the residential, remember the story, this is between the mavi and the chotzer is residential. The mavi is non-residential. So when it's non-residential, very lenient, it can be even a mashal. And we had the machlokes, the machad, with the Mishnah Berurah, where it was me'elav, it was just a residual wall, if it has to be a tefach. But that's it's very, very small. A chotzer requires a very wide lechi. Four tefachim. Chotzer is residential. We're very strict. That's before tefachim. Okay, fine. What's the maximum size of a lechi? So you would say, the more the better, right? The more the merrier. What's the problem? Why should there be a max on the width of a lechi? The answer is there is a max. Because if it's more than four amos, 6 to 8 feet, it loses the tzura of a lechi, even though a lechi is a mechitza, like we learned yesterday, but as someone here mentioned, it also has an element of heker, noticeable. It's a mechitza that is noticeably here for the purpose of closing this, of creating a wall. Once the lechi exceeds 6 feet, or between 6 and 8 feet, dalet amos, it no longer looks like a lechi. It looks like it's part of the wall. Now you'll say to me, okay, so very good, you have a wall. It's good, provided that the wall is oimed meruba ala paret. So whenever you have a wall, what is the most important critical rule of a wall? The wall has to be the not more than, if there's a breach in the wall, that's fine. That's fine. You can have a breach. Two conditions. Number one, the breach is not wider than 10 amos. Once a breach is wider than 10 amos, you're finished, no matter where you are, no matter how big you are, because a breach more than 10 amos is not called a Pesach. Until 10 amos, we consider the opening as an entranceway. When it's wider than 10 amos, it's considered to be a breach. You're missing something in your fourth wall. Number two, even if your breach is less than 10 amos, if in that wall the breach is greater than the solid area, it's parutz merube, and it's not a kosher wall. So here we have a wall that's wider than 8 amos. It's 8 plus amos, and we have a lechi that is 4 amos. So what's the problem? The problem is, the lechi is 4 amos, and the breach is 4 amos. Once a lechi exceeds, is equal to 4 amos, it no longer looks like a lechi. It looks like it's part of the wall. Part of the wall, okay, so it's wall. What's the problem? The breach is equal to the wall. It's no good. Now, lechi is magic. You have a wall. A whole wall, it can't be more than 10 amos. 10 amos, pretty good, 15, 20 feet. I put a teeny little sliver, a teeny little toothpick up against the wall, that's 10 tefachim, kosher, you can walk inside. Oh, but it's oimed, it's parutz meruba, it's 99.99% open, that's the chiddush, that is the exception to the rule. That's the law of Mavli. Mavli is, even though you don't have a wall, you have a lechi, that's chazal. We can make a fourth wall with a toothpick. That's the exception to the rule. But you got to follow the rules. The rules are that this mechitza, this toothpick, only can serve as a wall if it's noticeable, there's a heker, that it's been put here, l'shem, for the purpose of a lechi. Once your toothpick has expanded to an area of 4 amos, it no longer looks like a lechi. Oh, you don't want to use Chazal's takon of lechi. You want to go and have 4 real walls. Okay, you want 4 real walls, follow the rules. The rules are, don't have a breach that's more than 10 amos, and even if the breach is less than 10 amos, you better make sure that in total, the breach is less than the solid area. And where it's going to be 4 and 4, it's equal, it's not going to be kosher. So that's what the basic yisod of this halach is, that there is a maximum width allowed to a lechi. Once you get to 4 amos, it's no longer lechi, it's called part of the wall.
So you can put a toothpick next to your
lechi. Oh, so just put another lechi, exactly. A toothpick next to this lechi, that's exactly what the mechaber says. Let's see inside. So lechi, and we read again from Yud Beis. Lechi ha'imed me'elof afilu samol me'er Shabbos v'mavi rochav yosem mishmon amos im ha'lechi b'loy b'lusoch arba amos. If the lechi is 4 amos wide, einoy nidor mishum lechi. V'tzorich, like you said, lechi acher lehatiro. V'amidenu b'ruach shechnegdo. And you put it on the, now it's, now it's something very interesting. It says it's ideal to put on the other side. It should be noticeable. The other lechi that you're putting should be on the opposite side. So it's like not like a continuation of the wall, because it's a continuation of the lechi number one, and now you have another little extension of that lechi. You don't recognize the second part, the addition, is a lechi, because it just seems to be a continuation of the first lechi, and this means that the first lechi is 4 amos plus. In order to show you have a lechi, you put something on the opposite side, so it's noticeable that you're creating a lechi. If you do want to go put the lechi number two next to lechi number one, just make sure that the dimensions are different. It's a little bit taller, a little bit thicker, a little bit thinner. In order that it should stand out, it should be noticeable. This lechi, a little bit thicker, or a little bit thinner. It should be noticeable. Shuhu l'shem lechi haga. V'yemid l'shem lechi the itzlei kola. Shetigdu lechi l'mavoy ze afili rochav arba amos havi lechi l'ramos. There's something amazing. That is, there's an exception. The exception is if you put up a lechi that's 4 amos wide, and you make it known, you tell the olam, you make an announcement. This is not just a wall. This is a lechi. Then there's no maximum size. Very, very difficult halachas. Those are lechi, you know, you have all these different rules. Generally speaking, there's a max, not more than 4 amos. But if you, Maram says, you want to make it more than 4 amos, go right ahead. Just make it known to the olam that this person was signed. Right? Just write on it. Put a sign. This is not a wall. This is a lechi. And then you are in business.
These halachas are very similar in a certain way to the halachas of muktzah. You sort of designate it before Shabbos.
There's a lot of leeway. Yeah. You have a lot of leeway in deciding what is muktzah, what's not muktzah. It's true. It's interesting. Yeah, very interesting. It's true. Okay. Let's just see the Mishnah Rishu Mem Gimel. He adds a little bit of an explanation to this idea. He says, "Afil rochav arba amos v'hu adin yosem izay morvat hami d'mishum d'riba b'pesach hamavoy b'stimasoy loygara milechi diakay." It's not because in theory, what's so terrible? Adarava, the more you close up the opening, the better it is. Just as it's a logical. So if you have a teeny little lechi, that's a mashu, it's good. So why should it be worse if you make a larger structure to enclose the area? So as long as you make it known they're doing a shem lechi, it's going to be okay. Okay, let's go to Sif Yud Gimel. Lechi hamoyshech im dafnei shel mavoi shemid chudoi k'neged ovi akoysa. A lechi. Now I believe here we have a picture. Remember we learned yesterday about the Ber Hagolah? On the side of the page. So we have here another picture from Rav Moshe Ravkash. Lechi. Look over here on the side. Ches. On the Ber Hagola. Lechi. Shamemra de Rav Huna. This is in the Gemara. In the Sechta Evin Rav Huna. And then it goes further. Moshech, which continues. Im Dafne Shalmavi Shehemid Kudai. The edge. Kineged Oive HaKaisel. The Shavim B'fnim V'rim B'chutz. It's equal inside. But it's noticeable outside. And there's a letter. Tes Kozeh. Like this. So it appears that Moshe Ravkash, he wrote this picture, and the picture appears here on the bottom of the page, not on the right side, the bottom. The bottom you see the Larashi and Lutaisis. Okay, so you don't have to go look at any fancy picture over here from the Dirshu. You can look at the picture over here on the bottom of the page. This Lechi, it continued, in other words, it's a vertical, horizontal. It's not really vertical, horizontal, but it continues along the length of the Mavoi wall. That's what we're calling over here the Lechi. It's not something which cuts in like your standard Lechi in a 90 degree angle of your wall, but rather it continues to extend outwards like you see in picture number one, either according to Rashi or Tais, the same idea extends out. So this is called the Lechi that is nearer. This is a Lechi which is the Shava B'Bifnim. It's equal on the inside, But the nim b'chutz, but it's noticeable on the outside. She'ein chuda shalechi mechase kol oivei ha'dofen. The edge of the lechi does not cover the entire dofen. It's like this example over here where you see the gray part, it's not the thickness of the lechi, it's not the full thickness of the wall itself.
Which one is that, number seven?
On the bottom. The very bottom of the... One.
Oh, one.
You see on the very bottom of the page?
Down.
Not on the right side.
I know, you're on the bottom. Diagram one.
L'rashi l'toisvus.
So that should be the...
That's the case that we're discussing. No, that's not good. Normally a lechi is not extending outwards. A lechi normally is within the edge of the wall.
Extending outwards. Number one is extending inward.
No, that's the...
It's, which one? No, it's extending outwards. Look.
That's number two.
Look, according to a picture, look, where it says Rashi and Tosfos, that's where people are walking around. You're in the Mavli. Correct?
It's not a 3D picture. That's
according to Rashi, you see where it says L'Rashi L'Tosfos? Right? L'Rashi L'Tosfos? What? You see where it says L'Rashi L'Tosfos?
No.
Which page are you on?
140.
No, Resh Chaf Aleph. Turn to the Hebrew page Resh Chaf Aleph. The top of the page should say Resh Chaf Aleph. Do you see where it's Resh Chaf Aleph? Top of the page. The Hebrew.
All the way down. Little pictures on the bottom.
Teeny little picture on the bottom.
Okay, I was looking at the ones on the bottom.
Okay, that's what we're right. You looking at the bottom of the page, the previous page, right? No. That's seven. Right, so that's... we're here looking at picture number one, Rashi and Tosfos. Right. On the other page, exactly. The standard lechi, exactly, is picture number one. Exactly. That was the previous page. But that's... All right, we're dealing here on page Resh Chaf Aleph. We're dealing here in Seif Yud Gimel. The Shah Mifnim Nir Mechutz, She'ein Chudesh Alechi Mechase Kol Oivei Adayfen. Pachos, so the rule is the same on the Pachos Me'arba Amos Nim Shem Lechi U'mishtamish Im Chudoy HaPnimi. But Arba Amos Tidim Shemavui V'Yosu L'Shtamish B'Cholamavui She'ein Kan Lechi. So the rule, firstly, there are two rules being laid out by the Mechaber. Number one, if the Lechi is at a length of Dalid Amos, it's no longer called a Lechi. It's considered the wall of the Mavui. Just like we had before. Here there's a maximum shear to the length of the lechi. Just because the lechi here is not your standard lechi where it's at a 90 degree angle from the wall, but it extends outwards, that's not a problem. It's still in halacha called a kosher lechi. It's still called a kosher lechi. Now the issue is this provided that it does not exceed the maximum length. The maximum length would be Dalid Amos. Once you get to Dalid Amos, it's no longer called a lechi, it's called it's called an extension of the wall. Number two, fine, let's say it's not Dalet Amos, it's a kosher lechi. How far are you allowed to carry in the Mavli? So the Mechaber says only up to the inner edge, which means the common denominator of the two walls, the wall on the left, the wall on the right. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos along the length of that lechi. Let's say, for argument's sake, the lechi is 3 amos. The inside of the mavli, let's say, is 10 amos. So when you combine the mavli with the lechi, you have a grand total of 13 amos. How far are you allowed to carry in the mavli? Only up to 10 amos. You're not allowed to carry along the length of the lechi, which is 3 amos into the street. That's all it means. So two rules. When we have your non-standard lechi, instead of it being positioned in a right degree angle, 90 degree angle, it's positioned along the length of the wall. It's kosher, provided that it does not exceed the length of Dalid Amos. Once you get to Dalid Amos, then it's no longer called a lechi, it's called an extension of the wall. Number two, after we have established we have a kosher lechi, you're not allowed to carry more than you're not allowed to carry within the length of that section of the lechi, only
is that,
within.
Is that like picture number 40?
Picture number 40. Picture number 40 appears there's a gap. It could be, I can't really see, there's a gap in between the lechi and what's outside.
The difference in that picture is in that picture, the one side, the wall is as long as the wall and lechi on the other side.
Picture number 40?
No, this one doesn't have a number.
Anyway, this is what we've got over here. So that's all the Mechaber says that you can carry, provided that you don't carry. Also, the Shamish Becholam, it says over here, Bechpokas Me'ab Amas Nidim Shem Lachi, Meshamish Im Chud HaPrimi, the inner chud point, in the inner edge of the Lachi. Ab Amas, if it's exactly 4 Amas, then you're in a lot of trouble. Nidim Shem Avoy, the Oslo Shamish Lamavoy, Shoein Kan Lachi, you don't have a Lachi. Okay, Yudal, Sif Yudal. Oh, now we begin the sugya of the koira. So we're pretty much finished. We've gone to the basic. Okay, there are obviously a lot of variations, a lot of discussion, but let's write for our purpose. I mean, the Mishnah has more cases, but I want to go further. I want to try to cover some ground. A lot of things that I say, I am explaining what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. Certain Mishnah Berurahs I will actually read inside. And something to just skip because I want to try to cover some more ground and get some more ideas. Okay, so now we're going to go to the koira. We're pretty much finished the basic rules of the lechi. Now it's kedai, worthy to recall, to bring back to memory every single detail you learned about the lechi. Because almost everything you learned about the lechi, the koira is going to be the complete opposite. The koira is a completely different creature than the lechi. Let's begin, and we'll do some Mishnah Berurah, and we'll bring a rai, we'll lay out that yesod for us in the first halakha of the koira. Se'if yudalit. Oh, yesh hechsher acher l'mavi aparitz b'ruach revis. So another way to rectify a mavi that's breached in the fourth wall. And that is with bekoira, with a beam. What do you do with the beam? Sheyani chena al rosh hamavui. The beam is positioned along the top of the mavui. Period. V'tzarch sheyani chena al kosta hamavui. It must rest upon the mavui itself. Look on the right side. Picture 43. Right? That's the perfect koira. It's resting on top of the walls. V'tzarch aval back to mecham aval emnoat shnei yiseid shtei yiseidos eitzel hamavui bachutz afil b'samach loy v'nich maleim pasul. Now it's hard. The picture is not so good. It's hard to see. Picture 44 on the right side. Look very carefully. It's not clear, the picture. But the koira is not resting on the top of the wall. Someone stuck a peg into the edge of the wall on both sides, each wall, and the koira is resting on the pegs that extend from the thickness of the wall. That is invalid. Not like a lechi. Remember, where could you put the lechi? The lechi, we just finished learning in the bottom of the page, picture number one, Rashi and Tosfos at the bottom of the page. The lechi does not have to be within the area of the mavli itself. The lechi can even go outside. Because the lechi is mishom mechitza. It's a partition in and of itself. So even if it's outside in the street, it's like a partition, it's going to close up the fourth wall no matter where it is. It's called a partition. A koira, as we're going to read in a few moments, is not a mechitza. A koira is nothing more than a heker. Something that to remind you, don't walk past this limit. And even though you only have 3 walls, Chazal in this instance were lenient for whatever reason, that you don't need to have a fourth wall, but you must have a heker. Being that it's not considered in halacha a real wall, it's nothing more than a heker, there are many limitations in what counts as a heker. And number one is it must be within the mavli itself. If it's positioned, hanging on pegs outside the mavli, no good. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. He brings out some very nice yisodos. Then we'll stop with that. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah. Yigimel, part of Yigimel, and we'll stop. Let's see. Need an arba. No, we start with Yudalit. Okay, Yudalit. Let's start with the Mishnah Berurah Nun Aleph. Okay, Nun Aleph. I hope this whole is Mishnah Berurah that I wanted. Okay, let's see. Nun Aleph, Sifkun Avalim, Not, Hainu Shetochav, Shnei Yisindus, Vishnei Aksol, Mizeh, Mizeh, Lutzad, Rishus, Rabim, it's no good. Umasha, Kosov, Afilu, Besamachlo, Hainu Shah Yisindus, so you could serve us more, even if the pegs are very, very short. Umemela, Kishenia, Hakor Alim, when you rest the beam upon the pegs, Hoy, Samach, Laksol, and Beloy, Shum, Hefsek, Bintayim, Afilu, Aki Possel, the Atam, the koira al gabe ksalim biina. Why? She'ein nearest shabol hachshu hamavi ella. It only appears that it's coming to rectify the mavi ella kishehu toichalala shalmavi. She'ein derech shum tikra v'shum koira l'sita ella al gabe aksalim v'loy mechutz. Not there to put a koira. Not there to put a koira anywhere other than on top of the walls. B'davka kora avolechi, like we explained, loy be'inon tar chalal shel mavoi el afilu chutz lechalal hamavoi cheina hida sifya gimel anal. V'taima demilsa delechi afilu oimed b'chutz nikor shebo lehachshir hamavoi ma'asha enkein b'kora hanal. A lechi, it's still noticeable, being that it's a vertical structure, a lechi, it's still noticeable. It's a mechitza also, which we're going to read the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that somewhere, maybe I skipped this by mistake, I want to bring out that Mishnah Berurah. Come eat later on. But a lechi is a vertical structure, and it's noticeable even when it's outside the chalal, the inner space of the mavi. A koira does not have that tzur, being that it's a horizontal structure. It's only noticeable that it's here to rectify the fourth wall only when it's within the hollow space of the mavi, not when it extends outside. Okay, let's go further. That concludes the yudalit. Let's just do one more tesvav. B'tzarich she'yanichene k'dei lahater hamavi. Another requirement is that the koira must be put there in order to rectify the mavi. Aval im loy nasseis l'shem kach afilu samcha alem yav Shabbos pesula. Okay, another contrast. Everything here that's so beautiful, and we're contrasting lechi mavi. First, you start to reveal lechi that's outside is good. Koira that's outside is no good. It must be the chalam of it. Number two, let's say I didn't put the koira down on top of the wall, l'shem koira. It happened to be there. It happened to be there. Conrad happened to put it there. And I'm a Samech. And before Shabbos begins, we make an announcement in Shul. We even have a banner. We even print. We print out a piece of paper and it says, "On this is a Koira. This is not just here as a pole that's been put it by Conrad. This is L'shem Koira." No good. You have to physically put the Koira on top of the Mavui. L'shem Koira. That's what it says. V'tzach she'anichena k'dei l'chater ha'movi aval im lo naseis l'shem koch afilu, even if it was there and you relied upon it, samchol el m'shem Shabbos psula. Different set of rules. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu im lo k'oso she'noistim koira this nun gimel k'oso she'noistim koira because l'koso l'chazik l'son v'chol k'agavna, like people just put it there just to strengthen the walls. It was there for structural purposes. It's not enough. Afilu samchol lecha Af the belechi, even though we learn today we start with lechem when it comes lechem we pass in b'sev yudal the im some chol lechem yerev Shabbos machani afil biyom me'elav shani hasam the lechem shoh. Here's the point I wanted to make. Shani hasam. Here's the very. This is a critical yesoid in the on the whole string of lechem and mechitza. Everything comes back to this. The shani hasam the lechem is shem mechitza. A lechi is a wall. A wall that happened to be there. I didn't put up this wall. Someone else put up the wall. Doesn't matter. A wall is a wall. A wall is a physical reality. Oh, there's another requirement. It has to be l'shem lechi. Okay, so if you have kavanah before Shabbos begins, and it should be l'shem lechi, it's okay. Even though I did not build it l'shem lechi, it was there because that's what the mechitz is. Aval koira mishum heker. Okay, this is critical. Koira is not a wall. The primary function of a koira is a reminder. Don't carry past this limit, this red line. Even though it was there, if you did not physically put the beam there, l'shem koira, loy hove heger. It doesn't matter how wide it is. It doesn't matter how wide it is. It's not called a koira unless you put it there. You actually physically put it there. L'shem koira. Okay, that is very important. We'll stop here with Sif Kazayim.